We're here at the 2016 NFL Draft, and we're joined by Vikings pro scout Jeff Robinson. And JR, you've been doing this the last 3 years now. What's it like to be one of the two guys at the table getting the phone call? You're making dreams come true when you write somebody's name down on one of those cards.
Well, there's a lot of excitement, of course, with all the teams here and the anticipation of who you're going to get. But I think the biggest part of it is you know that the plan that you've been working on for so long finally comes to fruition. So that's really what it's all about. You know, it's the beginning of a new year and everybody's excited.
What's it like being on the other end of that phone when somebody calls from the draft room? Maybe all the excitement's kind of going on in there, but are you on the phone with them for a while, or what happens when you guys are on the clock?
Actually, we're on the phone the whole time. So from an hour before the draft until it's over, we're on the phone. So we're kind of still part of things, but we're not part of things. But as the anticipation builds, you get more excited when you hear the names that you're thinking about drafting. And then as the process unfolds, you know, of course, you're the one writing it down. So you got to kind of, you know, it's like playing poker. You have to not show your cards too fast.
If you're on the phone the whole time, are you on hold for a little bit of it, or are you hearing everything that's going on?
No, we're hearing everything. So, again, you're not there, but you are there. Your ear gets a little sore with that headphone on for three straight days, but it's exciting because you are still a part of things.
Who gives you a call?
We talk to everybody. I mean, there's certain people in the room who are designated to stay on the phones, and so through that process, you're always involved.
Now, what do you guys do with the cards after you write a name down? Obviously, you turn them in, but I've seen some of those in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Do you keep some of those, or it might be good souvenirs just to have? Some of these guys may go on to have Hall of Fame careers.
Sometimes you keep them. Sometimes the families will ask for them after the player gets drafted. Sometimes their agents ask for them. So it's just kind of one of those processes where you hope that they ask for them, but they don't always ask for them. And then the league will take them, you know, if you don't want them. So it's just kind of a hodgepodge.
Yeah, now I know Rick has really stressed how this is a really group effort from the pro guys, the college guys. The pro guys have a hand in some of the free agent pieces of it. And you guys have a plan overall. Take me through some of that and kind of where you guys are at now, and if that kind of affects what you think may go on tomorrow when all the madness begins.
Well, basically what happens is after the whole process is finished up as far as the meeting and the planning goes, and then all the selections take place, then you go through the process of the college free agency, and that's kind of a process of the guys that you like for your team. Hopefully they're still sitting there, and then you can have them be a part of your team even though they didn't get drafted. So it's really just putting all the pieces together from the draft to college free agency, and then some guys who might not have even gotten, you know, signed as college free agents, having them try out for your team.
Now, Rick put you guys to work a few years ago in the first round with three first round picks. Something like that happens. Can you kind of feel the excitement from some of the Vikings fans too, who are here in Chicago or New York then?
Lots of energy because of the fact that, number one, you don't think that you're going to have that many first-round draft picks because it doesn't happen very often. But number two, because you know that you're going to get a lot of really good football players and it's going to help your team get better fast. So I think the anticipation from the fans, from inside of the room, and to the people who have scouted all those guys, it's just kind of a process where as you watch it unfold, and there is a lot of excitement. And then when it comes to play on the field, there's even more excitement.
Do you have a favorite draft that you may have been a part of? Maybe it's a certain player that you picked or the year that you had three first-round picks?
I think every year is a favorite draft because of the excitement of you're getting new players on your team, guys who are coming out of the college process. So I think that in itself brings a lot of excitement as far as not only the people in the office but the fans as well, because now you know that the season is getting close.
Certainly is an exciting time. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.